Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Let me tell you something. Come on, put your hand right there.
Yes, welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And as the song say, God can fix it for you. All you got to do is let go and let God fix the problem for you. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do, for God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. Again, I want to welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Today, as we play quartet singing songs to minister to those that are going through and those that are just, you may not be going through anything, but a song of encouragement along the way. We all can use some strength every now and then. You know, I like the scripture when the Bible says to the Apostle Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in the time of your weakness."
All right. Come on, put your hands together. Let's go on and do it like we used to do it. Here we go.
Jesus.
He will
be there.
Call on him.
Call on Jesus. You're listening to the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Simmons!
Together.
Situation and you need someone to talk to or you need prayer, don't forget to call Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is here for you because we care about you. And let me tell you, if you have a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. If you're not going through anything that God can't bring you out of, as the scripture says, is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. Whatever you're going through, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open for you. Again, that telephone number is 803-317-4457. Also, I'd like to invite you to Deliverance Transformational Church, which is located at 1111 Russell Street. That's 1111 Russell Street, right on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, is the pastor, along with Evangelist Kathleen Morgan. And we are there. Our mission is to transform the lives of people spiritually, physically, and financially to walk in 100% victory, 100% all the time. So you are welcome. This Sunday at 10:45 a.m. starts our intercessor prayer for 30 minutes. Then we go right into our service. And also don't forget to join me on my other radio station, Old School 1029. That's Old School 1029. You can go to cborangeburg.com. That's cborangeburg.com. Click on Old School 1029, listen live, and I will be ministering the Word of God at 1:30 on Old School 1029, and you can hear me every first and third Sunday. That's at 1:30 p.m., and then fifth Sundays at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Again, you can go to cborangeburg.com, click on Old School 1029, listen live, at 1:30 tomorrow, and I'll be glad that you've listened to our radio program. Well, also, I want to give you a reminder that you can hear me right here on Blob Talk Radio, and that is every Monday through Friday at 12 noon. That's 12 noon, Monday through Friday. Saturday, we started at 9 o'clock now. It was at 10, but now we're at 9 a.m. in the morning. That's 9 a.m. in the morning. And then we pick it back up on Monday at 12:30 in the afternoon. We want to thank God for every one of you that have been listening to us. We've been having many people call on our prayer line. And we thank God for you calling the prayer line and also those that have been listening to us around the world. We send a very special shout out to those in Brazil and, of course, other countries. We appreciate you listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show and those in the United States. We thank you for listening to us. Let me just tell you our mission here. Our mission is to take the gospel of the kingdom around the world, as the scripture says. And this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all of the world for witness, and then shall the end come. It is our desire to go and take the gospel of salvation, the gospel of those that are going through. When you're at your lowest, when you have hit rock bottom, to let you know that if you tried everything and everything failed, try Jesus. When all else fails, look to Jesus. And this is what we're here for, to encourage those that are going through and those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, to let them know Jesus Christ died on the cross and he shed his blood that you may have a right as children of the living God. You know, the scripture did say to them that received him, John chapter 1, verse 12, to them that received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. It is our desire that when you come on this Pastor Kenneth Morgan radio show, that you would feel the very presence of God, that you don't leave the same way you came on, that God would set you free and deliver you. This is our prayer and this is our mission right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. If you have a testimony and you've been listening to our radio show and those messages in which we have been talking about, we give inspirational message every single day. In a few seconds, I'm going to give you a little message of inspiration for your day, because today we're not on that long today, but we want to give you inspirational message. But if you have a testimony, you say, you know what, I want to testify of what I've heard that have been a blessing to me. You can always call us here at the radio station. And, you know, the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. The telephone number for our live, because when you tell your testimony, we want everybody to hear what God has done for you. You can call me live right here at 516-666-9901. That's 516-666-9901. You have a testimony of how this radio show has been a blessing to you. Make sure that you call into this station and we'll put you right on the air with us, because we want to hear that testimony, because there's somebody else might be listening that might be going through something that when they hear that testimony, it would encourage them. Again, the number right here at the radio station is 516-666-9901. This morning, I want to talk to you very briefly on rock bottom. Now, when we look at that word rock bottom, that word tells us something. It tells us that the person is most unhappy, or the one of the most unhappiest times they have ever been in life. Have you gone through something that caused you to feel one of the most unhappiest times in your life, where the difficulties and the situations and the unpleasant experience that you had caused you to be at your lowest? And when one hit rock bottom, sometimes they don't want to hear what anybody have to say. I can understand that when you have gone through something that caused you to be where you're at. And I realize that if your eyes is on what you're going through, you're going to always see it like that. See, God offers us that when you hit rock bottom, when you're at your lowest, God says to you that he want to give you rest from that lowest place that you're in your life right now, the unhappiness that you ever had in your life, that unpleasant experience that you had, that difficult situation of someone's death or someone that did something to you. God says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Is anybody listening to me this morning that can say that they've been through something, that they was carrying a load, and that load caused you to feel like you was at your lowest and your back was against the wall and you felt like just giving up everything and saying, forget it. I want to encourage you that God knows what you're going through. The Bible tells us that he keep record of everything we go through. And somebody say, well, if he keep record of what I'm going through, why he allowed me to go through this? Well, I'm being honest with you. I can't tell you why he allowed you to go through it. But I know one thing, what you go through. Because I believe out of every bad thing comes a good thing. Yes, sir. Everything. Every bad thing, sometimes it comes a good thing. Somebody that hit rock bottom, they get to the place in their lives where they just feel like they don't know what to do, and sometimes they feel like they don't want to live. As many people have committed suicide, many have given up because of the lowest place in their lives. But God still say to you that if you're carrying that load, come unto me. God says, come to me and I will give you rest. Jesus says, and God says to us, that I am a refuge, a very present help in the time of your trouble. Refuge is a place of safety that you can go to when you don't know where to go and who to turn to. A place of rest in that safe place. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us in Psalms 91 that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. You know, when you don't know what to do, you need to abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Because one thing I know about him, according to Scripture, the Bible says in Psalms 91 that when you call upon me, God says, I will answer you and I will deliver you. When you feel that nobody cares and you feel like nobody is not there for you, God said, just call on me. And one good thing about God, his line is never busy. He won't forget you. You know what the Bible says? I will never forsake you. I know it looked like God ain't there, but it's just like that man that was walking beside the beach and he saw the set of footprints. And every time he would walk, he would see the set of footprints. But one day he hit rock bottom. One day he was at his one of the most lowest times in his life. He was dealing with difficult situations and unpleasant experience. He was at a place in his life where he was at his lowest. And when he turned back, he saw no footprints walking with him. Well, you can imagine how he felt, because now he's wondering that when I wasn't going through nothing, it seemed like God was walking with me. And you might feel that way. And now he looks back where he's done hit rock bottom. He sees no footprints, and he began to ask God, Lord, why is it that when I wasn't going through nothing, I saw the footprints? But now that I'm going through something, I don't even see you walking with me. And God said to him, my child, remember that when you didn't see the footprints, wasn't because I wasn't there. I was carrying you all along. See, one thing about it, when you're going through your lowest, you don't need him walking with you. You need him to carry you. Because when one is carrying you, amen, you don't have to use no strength. Only the one that is carrying you is using the strength. That's why God says, my strength is made perfect in the time of your weakness. I want to encourage somebody that is listening to me on Blob Talk Radio, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show from the Spoken Word radio station. I want you to know this morning, that God is saying to you, when you put your trust in your own selves, sometimes you find yourself going through a lot more, trying to figure out how you're going to do it. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, as long as you try to do it on your own, you ain't going to never come out of it. You know why? It's because you're not qualified to fix your problem. God is qualified, but when you trust him, when you allow him to be the one that carry you, the one that gives you the strength, the one that brings you out of the lowest spot that you've been in, and when you come out, you'll be able to tell somebody that it was God's grace that brought you out. Now, I could go on and on and on, but I don't have that much time today, but I just wanted to encourage you that when you hit rock bottom, remember where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth.
How he rescued me from dying inside. I think about him.
Yes, God is good. And as the song says, when I needed help, it was God. God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. Well, my time is up here, and I want to thank God for everyone that tuning in to me. I pray that inspirational message in which I have spoken a couple of minutes ago was a blessing to you. And I pray that the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the dominion of the Spirit rest, rule, and abide with every one of you now and henceforth and evermore. May God bless you. I will see you Monday as at 12 noon. Don't forget to tune in to cbhunsberg.com on Old School 1029. Listen live on tomorrow at 1:30, okay? CBOrangeburg.com. Then you go to Old School 1029 at 1:30 tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day. Remember this. God's grace will go with you.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace. It was God's grace. You brought me through the night, Lord. You kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Old man Death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
I made it this far.
I made it
this
far.
Yes, I did. By the grace. I remember the time when I strayed away. Even though I knew the word, still I would obey. But God's mercy and his grace stayed with me and brought me,